Hello and good morning to all the listeners. You've tuned in to Market Minutes on Money Control with me, Stacey Pereira. Today is June 18th and here are some of the important things you should know before markets open. We are returning from a long weekend, but the Indian equity markets will get off to a muted or flat start. Although last week, markets gained for the second straight week with the Nifty up over 4% in the 2 weeks. Sensex and Nifty both gained 1% each in last week's trade. The Sensex posted a record close but is still 200 points away from its intraday record high, whereas the Nifty too hit a record high of 23,490, and this was mostly led by stocks like Reliance, HDFC Bank, M&M. But the spotlight was clearly on the mid-cap space, which the mid-cap index gaining nearly 4% last week. It has risen above 7% in the past 2 weeks, posting its biggest 2-week gains in nearly 3 years. So if you look at the market capitalization of BSE-listed companies, it added about 3 lakh crore rupees on Friday and about 12 lakh crore rupees in all of last week. On Friday, we did witness some profit booking in IT stocks, whereas autos saw some good gains and positive buying and was among the top sectoral gainers. So except for IT and FMCG, all sectoral indices gave positive returns last week. Moving on to some global cues. US markets have ended trade on Monday in the green as tech stocks as well as cooling inflation has fueled the positive sentiment. The S&P 500 closed at a fresh record as Wall Street is looking to build on last week's gains. The Nasdaq composite surged by about 0.95%, while the Dow Jones snapped its 4-day losing streak. Mega-cap technology stocks are the ones that bolstered the rally on S&P 500. Apple stock jumped over 2%, whereas Nvidia notched a fresh all-time high, but ultimately closed significantly lower. If you look at the Asian markets this Tuesday morning, they too are looking to rebound given the handover from Wall Street. Investors are also looking out for the policy rate decision from the Reserve Bank of Australia, which is likely to hold its interest rate at 4.35%. The GIFT Nifty here is also indicating a start in the green and hovering around that 23,600 levels. Moving on to other stocks that will be in focus today, Adani Enterprises on our radar. This as the Gautam Adani as well as its companies from the Adani Group have gone on to acquire a 2% stake in Adani Enterprise through the open market purchases. And this has happened between September of 2023 to June of 2024. Following these purchases, the stake has increased to about 73.95 and Adani Enterprise, remember, closed at the previous session at 1.37% of gains. Moving on to Paytm and Zomato. There is news reports that suggest that 197 Communications, that is Paytm's parent, has reported an advanced discussion with Zomato to sell its movie and event ticketing business. This move is part of Paytm's strategy to revamp amidst declining sales. The company said that there is potential of transfer of Paytm's entertainment business is just one of the opportunities under consideration. The company has clarified that any discussions that are currently underway are preliminary and do not involve any binding arrangements. Zomato's stock ended last week at 186 apiece, whereas Paytm closed lower by about 1% at 423. And speaking of Paytm, the fintech player has announced the appointment of former IRS officer and SEBI whole-time member Rajiv Krishna Agarwal as a non-executive independent director. He will be a replacement for Neeraj Arora, who has resigned due to personal commitments. The next stock on our radar is TCS, as it has received a rather adverse judgment from a U.S. district court in Dallas, Texas, finding it liable of misappropriation of trade secrets under the Defend Trade Secret Act of 2016. In the suit, which was filed by Computer Science Corporation, or CSC, as well as DXC Technology, the court has ordered TCS to pay $56.15 million in compensatory damages as well as $112.30 million in exemplary damages. There is also news coming in from the telecom space where we are given to understand that Vodafone Group may be looking to offload its entire $2.3 billion stake in Indus Towers. This through block deals that could happen this week. Vodafone has about 21.5% stake which is held through various entities in Indus Towers and could be sold off entirely or partially depending on the demand. This move is part of Vodafone Idea's strategy to raise funds for its ambitious 5G rollout as well as 4G coverage expansion plans. Meanwhile, Bharti Airtel too has announced that it has prepaid its 7,904 crore rupees to the Department of Telecom, clearing all its deferred liabilities related to the spectrum acquisition that was acquired through the auctions between 2012 and 2015. These liabilities had carried interest rates of up to 10%. And in our special Voice of the Day segment, today we have for you independent market expert Anshul Sehgal, who points out how the current market situation is better suited for retail investors rather than traders. He says look deeper into the index to find opportunities. Listen in to what he had to say.
The time when there is significant market move which has happened in the last 1.5 years, and it makes sense for someone to be cautious at this time. I would say that portfolio managers who have diversified portfolios have every reason to be cautious at this time, because it's unlikely that from 23,400 Nifty will do significant upsides from here. On FY25 numbers, Nifty is trading over 20 times price to earnings. However, if you go a little deeper into the index, lower than the index, go into the small caps, mid cap space, and do a little bit of work, listen to their con calls, listen to what managements are speaking, meet with them. What you will realize, as I do, that there is significant tailwinds in demand, particularly in the manufacturing and capital goods space, because capacity is getting created in this country after a hiatus of nearly 10 years. Now, when this happens, it becomes a virtuous cycle where, because capacity is being created, jobs are created, jobs get created, salaries come to these people, they start spending, and so even consumption income starts picking up. Now, we may be somewhere in the early stages of this cycle, and even if we look at the profit by GDP of corporate India, we are far below the all-time highs, which we hit sometime in 2008. And bear in mind, since then till date, our corporate taxes have come up, so which means that our profit by GDP is likely to be even higher than the previous peaks. So given that situation, I would say that, like you rightly mentioned in the previous section, that this is not a time to be taking monies off the table. It is a time to just stay invested in the markets. Of course, markets, because they run up so much, they make you anxious. But it's at the time to just stay invested, hold your horses, put in new monies. Of course, you have to be cautious, but existing monies which are there in the markets, just stay invested. And in the broader markets, there will be a lot of money to be made in individual opportunities. For that reason, I say that this is a market for individual investors, much more than it is a market for portfolio investors. Because in individual opportunities, you will get money-making opportunities rather than the broader markets as a whole.
That's it from us today. Stay tuned to moneycontrol.com for all your other business updates. Have a great trading session and we'll see you same time tomorrow. Goodbye.